Or Lehei Ador is Monday night. And we're coming up towards the end of the Mitzvah Yutes. And we're up to Os Zion, which is Alav Hazeh Noeg B'chol Ha'ishim, meaning male and female. Kihulav Sheyesh Bo Maisa B'Koreis Alkei Noeg B'Noshim V'Avodim. If you remember way back when Chaschinach had a whole discussion that it's possible that even though the Gemara says all lavim apply to women, it's possible that lav she'ein bo ma'isa does not apply to women. Women are part of lav she'ein bo ma'isa. That was way back when we had that. Okay. What?
In the Koreis part, why do you say that?
That I don't know. Alkei noeg b'noshim v'avodim. He means there's an onesh. Like, you know, the point of lav shem b'mais is that ain't loik in all of. So here is lav shem b'mais, and there is a punishment. V'gam cheirishay t'v'katon osol achilam b'yodayim kol osasa shebetorah. I never knew that. You know, I always wondered about shota and really cheirish. In other words, I always entertained the possibility. Is this the first time the chinuch said this? I always entertain the possibility that this din, that you can't give him an isra b'yodayim, is on a cotton. Because he's going to get older, and then chiyuv chinuch, so in a certain sense. But a cheresh, and certainly a shota. But here he just casually says that also achilim b'yodayim, kechol osasa shebetorah, and he says it on cheresh shoyta v'kata. I don't remember ever coming across that before, but that really is something that I always wondered about, if that is by a cheresh and a shaita also. Find two or a chayim simitof memches, maybe b'shem ha'yerushalmi, to also lachol chome, to afilu lebehemus hefker. Why? Af she'enu nene bo klal. You're not really having hanoah from it, so why is it also? So I always assume there is some hanoah involved. Like you have rachmanos on the animal. So then why are you also?
I guess he's going to say it's exerts a custom.
I don't say why it's also exerts a custom. He's making a suggestion that it's good. There's a violation of tashbisu. If you're feeding it to an animal and it's eating it as food, so you're not destroying the chametz.
You can't get in.
What?
Even though it's not yours, you can't keep it in.
Yeah. The issur to be nehene or to destroy chametz is on Pesach. It's anybody's. It doesn't have to be yours. Okay. Avshein unene boklal, vayim prima godem shom, maybe b'shem ha'yirushalmi, the well of flame in lo yeyochel. That's how you know you can't feed it. It should not be eaten through you. In Kain Das Kukan, where it says, Lo Yeyochel, Lo Bishori Suri Hano. For Rambam Lo Hebi Dinzeh, the Dori Dinzeh, the Chatzi Shir, Min Lo Yeyochel, Bekomo Kom Yeshu Litzcho Sayiru Shalmi, that you can't feed the animal because of Lo Yeyochel. If he's also Lo Hachel, Chevi Shaita Vekoton, Chutz, Isser, Lo Tzachilum, Mashori Surim, where because of lo yeyachel, you're not allowed to feed it to them. It shall not be eaten by you. So, I don't know if it's allowed technically. You don't get malchus for it, but another source that it's also to feed. Okay. Okay. That whenever you find something, okay, of the Isser Chametz, on Pesach, to be extrapolated, there are Pesach Hefta Chatzois. Ches, Linyan Shuvla Alav Zeh, Chol Alav Mashesh Bokaris, the Yisurim Amarkim, Ubishogi Gizborim, Mitzvah Shem Lekamon. Tes, Mitzvah Yontav Tekev Mutta Chametz, Lashayach Tesefes Rak Linyan Malacha. Ooh, the idea of Tesefes Yontav, you would say maybe it's across the board. I can't see. Tosefes Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do malacha, but you're eating chametz. Somehow that doesn't sound right. That's what he says.
Who would
think
that's
sitting in
the
sukkah all the way up to Yom Tov? If you're mamshich the kedusha of the Yom Tov, we got to hear some malacha, but not like I got to hear some chametz. Very big to me. It's a chiddush. But he says it, you know. I guess because maybe that's the only thing that's totally in the Kedusha Sayyom. Gdolah on beer. Yes. So what? He would have done Malacha then also. I mean, he said Baruch Abdul already. He said Atochan Antonu in Meir. I mean, I can say love this, that the Kedusha Sayyom, you're being Mamshech. And it's the Malacha is also the Kedusha. And the Chometz is not also the Kedusha Sayyom, but only also the Etzem Yom. And the Yom is over. Something like that. Avalinyan Dvar Machayim Hanoigim Beza Yom Moshayach Tosefes. Okay, to me it's a huge chiddush, but he sounds very comfortable saying it. Mayim Asher Kasavnu Lalam Parshas Emor. I mean, I think that's the pshat, that the Issa Malacha stems from the Kedusha Sayom, and that's what you're continuing, but it's not the Yom anymore. Kedusha Sayom. B'Yeser Abdinam L'Nyan L'Sisa, that's pouring scalding water on flour. Umasa Havi Chametz, Meshchilik Ben Isa Lechitim, Linyame Perus, Ayin Shachanarach, Lakomavur Sham, Verhete. Yud, Linyan Shvua, in Nishmashal Alechal Chametz, Pesach, I bear of Pesach, in a Chola, to my Benishmashal Alechal Nevelus, Yachola Rak Makoilo, meaning because of Ain Isa Chalalissa. So only if you include something else in the Shvua. Ayin Shach Shvuas, Rambam of the Chatzishir Chola Hashvua, they know Shvua is Torah. That's a famous thing. That Shvua is Chala on the Chatzishir. If you swear you're not going to eat a Chatzishir, Nevela it's Chal. Kanami after the Rambam Mapik Chatzishir Malo Yeyochel Mikomakom Gam Zanikra, Eina Mufurish Torah, and the Shvua is Chala on it.
Even though it's learned from a pasuk.
Yes, I am pre-begotten because
that's
it's
what the limud.
The limud. I am prepagodim tzicha v'ayisham gamkin linyan hanoa chokar manoa surah b'chatsi shir gamkin v'na Torah linyan shvua ayin sham v'richu akhrein Yud Aleph v'esh kuzayis chometz v'ein b'chometz kuzayis rak rov chometz u'miyut heter sh'nisari b'rov chometz v'mayet abota l'inyan sh'eschayiv ala kuzayis. Hey, basically, on Mrs. Gilanoshe, that, right, if heter is bottle be isser. Kama poma bechibur zeh, shemesupik he heter bottle be isser. She yeh heter nepach le isser, kama she isser nepach le isser.
Yes.
In a normal bittle berov.
So it's like two parts, right? It has to be bottle and also nepach.
What we're talking about is bottle.
Yeah, no, but nepach is, don't
the only nafkamina of batel by iter being batel be iser is if it's nepach. No nafkamina if it's batel.
Right.
By iser you can say it's batel or it's even nepach. And you can eat all three. But here, the only ramification of saying it's batel is to say it's nepach or iser. Mitzvah chof. Which is the counterpart of. Now, here's one of the few places I still don't know. Harinei Kivin Shurim Shana. Are there halachic legal differences between Bal Yeroy and Bal Yemotzi? So the Gemara always talks about what you might think. You might think in Bal Yeroy, you're not mechuyev if it's hidden in a cellar.
In a cave.
Yeah, but then the Gemara always says not like that. So at the end of the day, which mitzvah is Lebal Yimotzei? You. What mitzvah is Lebal Yimotzei?
That would be that it can't be in your reshus.
Yeah.
And by your eye,
what mitzvah is it?
Oh, what mitzvah? Oh, you mean all of them?
No, what mitzvah is Bali Mark say? I'm giving you till tomorrow to memorize.
Is a number?
Yeah.
Oh, I can try to say it. You figured out that way.
No.
Oh, I didn't know I'm also supposed to know the numbers of each minute.
Yeah, yeah. To be b'chudad v'sicha. Come on, Mali Mark. Very good. Excellent. So that's Bali Mark. And here is, we're in the parish of Kaddish called Bechor, where if you say it every day, so you'll know there's a pasuk here, V'lo yiro elecho chametz, V'lo yiro elecho sor b'chol gvulecha. And in the previous parish in Bo, there's also Bo, but earlier in Bo, the parish of Kaddish, it says, Shavah Shemim, sor lo yimotzei b'boteichem. So here is V'lo yiro, says the chinuch. V'lo yiro chametz, you know, do you want to get a chinuch, please? They have one here on the shelf. In the English, halacha, the second shelf from the top.
English?
English. Yeah. Keep walking. To your right. All the way on the right. Thank you. Yeah. Chinuch. Well, it's five volumes. So we're up to mitzvah 20. Shelo yiro lecha chametz. Shelo yiro chametz b'chol moshav olseinu. Yeah. In other words, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, Shairish 9, is this, it says twice in the Torah not to do something, but they're the same thing. The Rambam's talking about if it repeats many times, don't eat dam. This is a little unique. It's different wording, but it seems to be the same. So, but the Chinuch and Rambam counted as two different mitzvahs. That's the
question.
Well, what?
You mean it seems to be the same because of the Gemara, not?
Otherwise, like, what? Well, it says Lo Yira.
Yeah,
but it doesn't say Lo Yira. There are indications that the Gemara says Lo Yira. It doesn't say Lo Yira. Okay, so we're gonna see. So Lo Yira Chavit B'chol Moshul Seinu Kavshivus Mei Pesach. Okay. Shenemar v'lo yireh l'cho chametz v'lo yireh l'cho sor b'chol gvulcha.
What's Moshul saying? In your house?
Adarab, lo yimotzei, it says lo yimotzei b'boteichem. But we darshin any reshus you have, not just your bias. Here Moshul Seichem is more expansive than bias, but it's also lav dafka, your Moshe. Moshe means where you live. I mean, even if it's in your field where there's no living going on, it's also awesome.
Living in your neighborhood or your village.
Well, your living quarters. That's the literal your dwelling places. What?
The person's office also, right?
Yeah, that's his reshus. I'm saying it's rather more expansive than Lo Yimotzei where it says B'poteichem. Okay. But ain't elu shnei lavim b'shnei and yonim. The chinuch speaks out. Oh, he's talking about chametz and sa'or. Wow, he's talking about chametz and sa'or. They're not two different lavim. They're not two different lavim b'shnei and yonim. That chametz and sa'or are different. Avolim ben yinechad. You're not talking about balyer ben yimasa. You're talking about chametz and sa'or. Because it says v'lo yireh l'cho chametz v'lo yireh l'cho sa'or.
I thought it was a fish that Saor is not really, it's like not so tastier. You don't really eat it by.
Okay, but you have Yamatzer, certainly. Okay. B'shar she'am mitzvah, ma'ashe kasavnu, b'shar mitzvah, ha'pesach. To remember the story, remember the Nisim, Dinam of Huarim, B'psachim, the first three, Rokim, in Pesach Tzachim. Negat b'chamokim b'chol zman, Tzchormer b'nekevus, v'arbe alev, v'loka chamech, b'nicha b'rishuso, loke, this is like the Rambam, because he did a pa'ula, he did a ma'isa, he bought chametz on Pesach. Or, I guess if you're machametz, a dough. So you befiled it something via dime, you made it chametz.
So is every
he doesn't talk about. Okay. If you had chametz and you just didn't get rid of it, you don't get malchus for lashem by maisa. Okay. Now I'll read the article insight. How is mitzvah 20 different from mitzvah 11? If it's a repetition, then they're not counted as separate mitzvahs. That's a basic yisod in the Rambam Shorish Tess and Sefer HaMitzvahs. So why are these counted in separate mitzvahs?
I always heard some that by bugs, aren't there like 11 lots?
But they're not counted as 11 mitzvahs.
So a person, like if they eat pasachon, eat a whole bug, they're not over 11.
They're over. Again, the word over is a vague. He violated 11 times Hashem said, don't do it. Like your mother said, don't cross the street, don't cross the street, don't cross the street, don't cross the street. So you only get malchus, but it's only one lot of them in your mitzvahs. It's only one Shem Isser.
So you only transgressed one.
Well, you transgressed it. The reason the Gemara says sometimes that there's 11, there's 10, there's 5, is to, it's more chomer. It's a more intense Isser. Torah warned you 11 times not to do it.
How does that chomerness express itself?
What?
How does that chomer express itself?
It doesn't in Beis Shomata. In fact, it doesn't. Okay. So now the article brings down a few chapters. First, they bring down some holders talk of practical differences. He says here, if it's buried, many hold that you're not over lo yiroa if it's not visible. Some hold like that lamaskana. Well, but this is not universally accepted. The Rosh Hashanah says you're certainly over because it says lo yiroa, not lo tira. That's the Rosh. But some Yisraelim do say that as a difference. Okay, let's say you have chametz. But it's not in your home, but it's in your domain. Oh, it's not in your home, it's in your business.
No, on the outside of.
Out not just outside of your
yeah,
home.
Yeah, just on your side.
Right. In your
here it says throughout your boundaries.
Like in your locker at the airport?
Oh, no. It says like. But again, others reject this view and say, conscious of the, so these are the two shittos that there are practical differences, but they're rejected by many, many rishonim. In contrast to those who see practical differences between the averus, those who say there's no practical differences. When you violate one, you violate the other. Because lo yeroa means it shouldn't be seen, it's just a figure of speech. And it's the same as in your possession, it doesn't just mean in your house. So they, and some hold the Taka count only as one mitzvah. Others explain, this is what we always assume, but they really are. Even if the laws are alike, lo yiroa, lo yimotzei can be counted as separate prohibitions. Because separate, it's not like I said, that I didn't realize that's good for what they hold. No, it's not like it says lo toichal dam 10 times. The Torah uses different expressions. If the Torah only meant to say it like lo toichal dam 2 times, then it would have used the same terminology. So since it uses two different expressions, so it's meant, so it means to make it two different lavim, even if they're the same. In other words, they hold that. Okay, so that's what our school brings down. Some hold is las caminas, if it can't be seen, or if it's not in your house. Some reject those two las caminas and say it's essentially the same, but it's counted as two mitzvahs. And some say it's not counted as one mitzvah, and the ones that say alpha began is counted as two mitzvahs, it's because it's two different mitzvahs, like two hours. Why is it like al dom, two hours horas, because the Torah said it twice? Because there it's a repetition. So when it's a repetition, we say that the Torah just wants to build up the chaymer ha'inyan, but it doesn't mean to make it into a separate lot. So it can be a separate lot without involving a new iser. That's not conceptually fair. It's not like that usually, because you see, the Torah didn't mean to do that, since all it did was repeat the wording of the lot. This is what he's saying. But you could, you know, there's nothing wrong with having two lavim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and no real difference between the two. That's what he's saying. That's what Hartz was saying. But maybe the Chinuch has to hold like that too. Because he counted as two lavim, and he doesn't say there's a difference in halacha. Yeah. It could be he used different words, so it could be there's two different avos. One is it could be seen. Okay, so like it's, so if it's hidden, it also could be seen. Like, but the nekudas ha'isser is different. Like the nekudas ha'isser is it can't be like. Can't be seen, like if I come to eat it. It doesn't say that, but. And you can't have it. It could be a saka, two different isurim. It just, we can't find a difference between the two once you have all the ribuyim. Lavdaf the bias, lavdaf the ri'iyah. But Lamai said the Torah asks for two different things, having and it being able to be seen.
Doesn't Rashi in the Chumash somewhere say that there's certain